basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win on the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rather progressive. I really strongly believe in the separation of church and state. It seems like when the two gets together, it causes corruption.
Yep.
But interestingly enough, though, I love the idea that Pope Francis appointed McElroy as the new Archbishop of Washington, D.C., who happens to be a critic of Trump's within his first administration, because he is pro-immigration, pro-refugees.
Yep.
So I'm glad to hear that that's the case, even though I truly believe in the separation of church and state, but that there's a voice in the wilderness, so to speak, to speak up against this man who I think is bent on destroying our country and our democracy. I'm glad to know that there are people who are willing to up and fight, even though many of us may feel like, you know, we may not get much. But you know what? In 2 years' time, we're going to take back the House and the Senate. The other thing I wanted to discuss was Trump's idea of taking Greenland and Panama. And I was like, oh, I remember during the first administration, he wanted to trade Puerto Rico, which is my mother's and father's homeland, for Greenland. I mean, the guy is such a jerk.
Yeah.
And treated Puerto Rico horribly, throwing the paper towels and stuff. And then Puerto Rico didn't have any electricity during New Year's. So you know what? Our island has suffered. So I wonder what Greenland would suffer with Trump heading, hoping to take over. I'm just like, it's hysterical.
It's hysterical. I don't think they're going to be interested. And I don't, you know, of course, Greenland is a territory of Denmark right now.
Although
there is an independence movement in Greenland, but, you know, I don't think it's going to get much purchase. But Denmark has already said, you know, forget it, buddy. But here goes Don Jr. off to Greenland. You know, I think we're going to see a lot of these kind of stunts as ways to distract us from actual, like, crimes that are being committed, and, you know, with the left hand while we're watching the right hand, as it were. That we certainly saw a lot of that during the last Trump administration. And it's kind of his strategy. But, you know, Jim Stewartson, who's going to be on the program at the top of the next hour, you know, in about 20 minutes or so, he's of the opinion that what Trump is trying to do is establish basically a North American, you know, from the Central America, from the Panama Canal up to Greenland. Greenland is arguably part of North America. I mean, it's not part of our continent. It's an island. But if you look on a map, it's kind of an island off the coast of Canada. That he's trying to establish this kind of North American right-wing empire while Putin is trying to take over Europe and establish a new Russian empire, and China is trying to take over Taiwan and ultimately South Korea and Japan and establish an Asian empire. And there will be these three empire-based spheres of influence. Jim's not the only person who's suggesting this. There's a number of people who are saying these things. Who knows?
You know what? These empire makers are delusional, and eventually, what's going to happen? Like any empire, it falls apart.
Yeah.
And I am looking forward to the day that we no longer have to deal with Putin, Trump, or any of the MAGA nuts that I call them. I call them MAGA nuts.
Yeah.
And I have a few of my family and friends, because I am heartily sorry. But you know what? Even though I was so disappointed and heartbroken by what happened in November, I have not given up the fight.
Yeah, good on you.
I have to voice my opinion, and I strongly believe in our democracy, our equality. I believe we are all a family, and we have to fight. We have to fight to support each other.
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's why I'm still here. Maria, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks
for listening to WCPT.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's on your mind today?
I just to add on, I'm from the Michigan caller last hour, Denise, about blaming immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really human nature to blame other people as long as they exist to escape their own responsibility?
I don't understand.
Because if you're own...
Oh, to blame. That was the word. I missed
exactly
your word, blame. Yeah,
blame,
now I get it. I got it. Yeah, I understand now. I thought you said bring.
That's what they try to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as long as they exist, they always blame on other and other.
And Trump
others.
Is the master of that.
And,
I mean, him and nobody on his side has ever done anything wrong. It's always somebody else's fault. And he's always whining about it. He's the biggest snowflake, you know, I've ever seen. It's just incredible.
If he's all on his own, he's got to be responsible for everything that he does.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's. I think he was probably severely punished for his misbehavior as a child, and he just cannot accept responsibility as a result. His survival strategy was to always deflect blame, and now, you know, our entire nation is suffering for the sins of his father and mother. But who knows? I mean, it's psychoanalyzing people at a distance can be fraught. Johan, thank you. Lee in Sepulveda, California. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Oh, big things, especially what Maria just said. Stun has asked me to ask you, because she's keeping up with the fight and so is Stun, to discontinue just making it as fact that Trump is going to be our president for the next 4 years. They're still fighting, and I'm all straight with them. The other thing that they said is by next Tuesday, they are going to release something that is going to be for all of us who oppose Trump to have legal constitutional method to stop him, so that until January 20th at noon, when he, you know, is inaugurated or not, that they're putting up this fight next Tuesday is the latest they said it's going to come out. They're not sure when it's going to come out. But from Tuesday until January 19th, we're going to have a capability of stopping them. And so there's that. It's on, as I have said before, PASOIR.com. That's where you can find Stun, and on that blog, and they're after this. They are just asking that we get U.S. citizens, voters, to say, no, we are not going to have this felon in our White House. Absolutely not.
Well, when you've got a plan that sounds workable, Lee, give me a call and let me know. I appreciate that. Poppy in Oak Ridge, Oregon. Hey, Poppy, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thank you for your program. My question revolves around, I've been following the BRICS and the de-dollarization, and the statement is that our money will be worth something until it's not. And I'm wanting to know, I live in Oregon, down by Eugene, is where would I buy silver without getting scammed?
Right. Probably the, you know, if you want to invest in gold or silver, you have two options, or actually you have three. You have multiple options. One way is you can buy exchange-traded funds, of like, mining companies there's a bunch of gold and silver ETFs. Some of them just, actually buy gold or buy silver, and you're basically buying a share in the company that owns it. And the shares reflect the price of gold and silver. That's one way. Another way is to buy shares in mining companies. There's a bunch of companies that, both American and foreign mining companies, that mine gold and silver, and their prices generally reflect the prices of gold and silver. Another way is to buy what's called junk, another way is to buy bullion. You can buy gold and silver bullion, and there are dealers who sell this stuff. You know, you can find them online. But I would always prefer, and I have in the past bought gold and silver. I don't recommend it any longer, but, there was a time back in the 80s when I was very into it. And I would recommend that you build a relationship with a local coin dealer. Typically, your coin dealers, your rare coin dealers, that sell to collectors, also sell gold and silver coins that are collectible. Very often, they also sell bullion. And if they don't sell it routinely, they can certainly get it. And then if you're going to buy gold or silver coins, you have two choices. One is collectible coins, where you not only have the appreciation of the underlying value of the metal, but you also have the appreciation of the numismatic value, the collectible value, which is also subject to variation. Typically, collectibles go down in value during recession. So, just be advised. Or you can buy what's called junk gold or junk silver, which is old coins that are all beat up, and therefore they have no numismatic value, but they're mostly silver. You buy bags of quarters or buy bags of mercury dimes or bags of old gold coins. The gold coins are harder to find, but the silver coins are fairly easy to find, and basically the premium that you pay, as I recall, is about 100%. So you buy a bag of $100 worth of face value quarters, and you pay $200 for it. As I recall, it's been, like I said, it's been a lot of years. But Poppy, that's everything I know about that. And I'd be very, very careful dealing with anybody online or across the internet. And do not go with the companies that advertise on right-wing radio. Many of them are, they're not scams, but they're hustlers. They sell at high retail and they buy at low wholesale. So it can be very, very problematic. Poppy, thanks for the call. Well, like I said, build a relationship with somebody you love. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. Or text my name, Hartman, with the two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year to you and all your family.
Back at you.
And, all your people there at your show. Great, great work. I apologize. I want to change the subject on my call, Tom. As you know, the economy, the United States economy, is largely a service-based economy. I think that Trump is going to have trouble deporting or, you know, trying to stop immigrants from coming in because the service corporations that provide, for example, the agricultural products and food, restaurants, et cetera, they depend largely on labor from immigrants that are coming in here, low-paying jobs.
Yeah.
So how is he going to fill that void? He's going to have a backlash from companies and the food industry regarding this. And also, the immigration policy that he's trying to implement is largely very racist. It's based on trying to deport or getting rid of people who are already legal citizens of the United States. And so I think there's going to be a lot of backlash from this. I don't know if he's going to be able to get away with that, but I wanted to hear your comments on that, and I take my call off the air. And thank you for everything you do, Tom.
Oh, my pleasure, Alfredo. And I share your confusion is not the right word, uncertainty, shall we say, you know, about how this is going to play out. Trump is subject to multiple currents, as it were. I mean, he's got a white supremacist right-wing base that wants him to just get rid of all the people with brown skin or anybody who's not Christian. And on the other hand, he's got a bunch of, you know, billionaires and CEOs who are making pilgrimages to Mar-a-Lago right now so that, you know, to kiss his ass and hand him, you know, envelopes with $1 million checks in them. And many of them are going to expect to get in exchange for that $1 million. And by the way, it's going into his inaugural fund, which means he can basically just turn it, you know, whatever's left over to his own use, as he did back in 2016, apparently. Many of them are people who make extensive use of immigrants, or their companies do, or who, and this also bleeds over into the tariff issue, or who, make extensive use of imported goods and want to continue to be able to, you know, bring goods in from other countries without having to pay tariffs. You know, Tim Cook with Apple probably is at the top of that list. Virtually everything Apple makes is made in China right now. So, Trump is going to be subject to some real interesting political and economic conflicts or cross currents. And how that's going to play out and the fact that he's not going to be running for re-election, which means he can basically tell his MAGA base to go screw themselves, although the risk is that that will exacerbate the losses that he will experience in the midterm elections in 2 years. But, you know, he's not like the kind of candidate that's thinking about how he's going to run for the next term unless he can get the 27th Amendment, I think it is, or which 24th Amendment. I forget which amendment it is, but, you know, the amendment that says you can only serve two terms. If he can get that overturned or if he can get the Supreme Court to rule against that, who knows? But he'll be 82, you know, by the time he would be running for re-election. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I think he may have more freedom than many presidents have felt, politically speaking. So we'll see. Josh in Monroe, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, hate to rewind you here, but earlier you were talking about the 14th Amendment, and I know that's the amendment that basically gave citizenship to the freed slaves.
Right.
And, you know, I just had my first kid last year. He's black. His mom is black. And just wondering, are we also going to have to worry about them trying to go after the citizenship of our black brothers and sisters here in this country?
I doubt
they were not citizens at the time of that amendment.
I doubt that. I mean, that has been settled. But they're, I think that, well, certainly John Eastman is coming right out and saying, and Stephen Miller, that they intend to go after people whose parents were illegal immigrants who were born in the United States and have claimed U.S. citizenship. They're going to try to denaturalize. You know, remove their citizenship from them. And so, again, this could be bluff. It could be distraction, you know, from you know, he's trying to rip us off or pollute the air and water more or give more subsidies to the fossil fuel industry or whatever. We're just going to have to wait and see. Josh, thanks for the call. Up next, Jim Stewartson's going to be with us with some, or Stevenson is going to be with us with some, Stewartson, pardon me, with some really fascinating stories. You're going to really want to hear. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018, 800-884-9018, 800-884-9018, that's 800-884-9018.